Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Always glad to be with my good friend Jonathan E. Mort for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. He's out and about. We got him on the cell phone while he can still be with us today. Jonathan, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great, Robert, and I sure appreciate the chance to be with you, even though I'm on the road.
Well, you know what? Your dedication to, liberty, let's just say it, is legendary, and we know it well here, and if you can at all be part of it, even if you're out and about, we want you here. Sometimes I know that you're traveling far afield, and we just manage and maneuver through. Now, there's so many stories to talk about in the realm of freedom or the lost liberty that has happened over the, actually now generations in America, or maybe from the get-go, when our founders said, be careful, don't go to sleep on this thing, because there'll always be entities from without and within that would try to usurp the freedom that we landed for at least a little while.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems that we face, and I think probably 100 years from now we'll look back and describe this as an era of tyranny, is the rise of the bureaucratic state. And over and over again in my business, where I represent a lot of companies that are medium or new entrants into a market, medium-sized businesses or new entrants into a market, they spend such an enormous amount of time and energy trying to comply with federal regulations, trying to deal with government sanctions or threats of sanction.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes at a huge cost in innovation and a huge cost in employment. And it drags down the American economy. One thing that we had that we have lost in large measure is a country of such tremendous bountiful opportunity that anyone who was born here or came here could expect to be able to find a niche and develop their own way if they wanted to. But that's increasingly becoming so very difficult. The land of opportunity that we were known as around the world has increasingly become the land of regulation.
Right.
And the tragedy of that is in human life. It is in opportunity. It is in wealth creation and preservation. And it is in innovation. All of those things are sacrificed mightily when we shift the power to do and to have the right to do from the individual to the state and make everybody beholden to the government, to do anything. And that's where we're at. And really, it's going to reach a breaking point. There's this natural tendency on the part of those with regulatory power to seek more of it, to expand their jurisdiction and control, and to encumber ever more institutions in our country, such that it becomes extremely difficult without hiring lawyers and risk managers and spending a fortune on regulatory compliance to even get a foothold in an area. And that, of course, it can't go on forever.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, we're all going to come to the appreciation that if we are to enjoy a standard of living that increases rather than stagnates, if we are to give an opportunity for our children to have a better life in this country than we have had, and we're grateful knowledge we have, but to give that on to the next generation, a chance to even do better. If we believe in those things, we have got to come to grips with the fact that a government that plans the economy is a government that destroys the economy. And if you want an opportunity in the future for your children, you're going to have to trust them and allow them to use their resources and ability, and trust in the people who they will sell to and buy from, and allow resort to the courts in instances where people are hurt, but get the government out of the business of stopping activities that are hurting no one, and on an academic theory. And that's frequently what happens. We have prior restraints in place to prevent people from doing something, not because it's intrinsically bad, but because they may, by doing it, have an adverse effect of some kind, even if it's just considered academically. That is, that if somebody could interpret a statement as deceiving another person, that's enough for the government to say you can't say it, even though there's actually no deception in fact.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that goes on.
You talk about the restraint on freedom of speech, for instance. How often do I talk with companies as well that are nervous, even as I talk about their products, I don't sell them, but they're almost nervous that the FDA will come get them if I speak glowingly about my experience with certain dietary supplements. Tomorrow I'm going to have on a good friend from the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists, the AHP, I used to be a board member there years ago, about the FDA meeting on homeopathy last week to find out, you know, are they going to restrict access to these homeopathic drug products now? So if we look at presidential politics, and you and I, we talk about it, we have our guests on to talk about it as well, we'd like to see obviously a shift and a change, but also realistically expecting too much from the next president, I don't know if they're aware of how bad this bureaucratic oligarchy is, because they try to make changes and they realize there's a whole level of unelected bureaucrats, best way to say it, that supersede their authority, or at least pretend to, and have gotten away with it for decades now.
You know, it's so screwed up, Robert, that basic legislation that would do something beneficial for everybody is suppressed to support some interest of, you know, private interest of one kind or another. And then for everybody who doesn't have the political clout, doesn't have an army of lobbyists, they get screwed by the expansion of the regulatory state to deny them the right to compete. So this huge anti-competitive regulation. I'm going to Maine today to testify tomorrow before the Agriculture Committee of the Maine Legislature on a bill that would implement a GMO labeling requirement. Now, all this is a requirement of truth in labeling, that if you put GMOs in your food product, that you tell people that you're selling a product with GMOs in it. And that's just, you know, being honest. It's not saying anything about whether GMOs are good or bad. It's just saying the bill I wrote for Vermont that passed, and that just yesterday, actually, a United States District Court in New York, in Vermont, upheld the bill against the challenge from Monsanto's chums and the grocery manufacturers.
Yeah, that was so well written that they couldn't take it down like they've tried to in the past and successfully, but not this one because Jonathan Eber was there.
Well, yes, sir, but that bill that I wrote there, it's largely the same bill that was introduced in Maine that they want to accelerate the implementation of with a piece of legislation that's pending there. Anyhow, what's shocking about this is that you've got industry leaders demanding that the public be kept in ignorance about what's in their food on the argument that if they understand truthfully what's in their food, that they will not do what's in their own best interest. Well, the fact of the matter is it's not industry's decision to decide, certainly not the decision of government to act as a proxy for industry to deny people the right to know what's in their food. And a bill that just says you truthfully label what's in your food is simply being honest. I mean, otherwise you're deceiving people. If you tell people, hey, look, I'm selling you peas, salt, and water, but those peas were genetically engineered, well, if I'm an organic consumer and something like 60% of consumers consider themselves to be ones who buy organic products, if you're looking for an organic product and you see a product and you think it's just peas, and in point of fact, it's peas that were genetically modified. Well, regardless of whether, in fact, it could scientifically be proven that those peas will cause you an injury,
yeah.
The fact of the matter is, if you want to live an organic lifestyle and eat organic foods, you have a right to make a choice without deception. I mean, why should these people, Monsanto and everybody else, if
right.
their stuff is so good, why wouldn't they be proud of saying
exactly.
genetically engineered?
You know,
and then make your case for it.
Jonathan,
don't lie to us.
Exactly. Jonathan, these artificial creations of the state don't want the people who might decide to avail themselves of these products to make decisions that are not in line with their sales goals. And that, you know, we're all about the free market, but what's operating in America hasn't been a free market in a hell of a long time.
Well, that's right. I mean, the basic problem that we have is that the industry and government has become so accustomed to raising barriers to markets using government power and regulation that the whole thing is just a cozy and corrupt relationship that harms everybody. And then when you try to get at the truth, you've got to deal with this situation. Monsanto and these other characters understand that they got FDA to recognize GMOs as not being different from foods, even in the absence of safety testing and everything else. They did that because of their political clout. And now we have this awful situation where it is the standard in this country that if they genetically engineer a food, regardless of how they genetically engineer or what they genetically engineer,
mm-hmm.
they are able to sell it without revealing that change to the consumer. And I don't care whether the genetic engineering enhances the food, the genetic engineering makes the food worse for you or whatever, the interest is fundamentally the same. We have a right to know that if you're telling me you're selling me something, it is what you say it is.
Right.
And that you're not deceiving me by hiding from me the truth of what's in it.
But right now the government fighting you or any of us on this is really kind of a government endorsed or sanctioned deceptive practice. We got to take a break. Jonathan, are you able to stick around one more segment? I know you're on the road, but I'd love
sure.
to. Okay. All right. We're going to continue this discussion. We might also get into the removal of exemptions to vaccination discussion as well. So stick around. You can check out Jonathan Emord at Emord, EMORD.com. He is linked up in the show notes at RobertScoutBell.com, including all of his wonderful books. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing tempting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, well, Jonathan Ebor's on the road. We got him for a little bit longer here. And we were talking about, of course, the reality that government, in fact, is sanctioning deceptive practices of these corporations that they create artificially. Of course, artificial creations of the state. That's what I call corporations. Now, if we look at other deceptive practices, Jonathan, the big concern in Vermont, they passed a GMO labeling bill that has withstood muster thus far. Supposedly, at the middle of the night, if you will, they also passed some kind of removal of exemption for families that have religious or philosophical objection to vaccines to be able to say, no, my kids don't want them, we're not going to get them. And now they're saying, like in California, well, then your kids can't go to school.
Yeah, huge outrage, Robert, because it violates fundamental individual liberty. And, you know, the foundation for this, the Jacobson decision,
mm-hmm.
handed down in the 1920s, and there's been an enormous evolution in scientific understanding of disease transmission and of immunology since then, and yet they still use this dumb, you know, decile tactic, fascist tactic of everybody in this class is excluded, can't go to school. Rather than do something intelligent, like say, okay, well, look, if you're not vaccinated, and, you know, take this is from their perspective. If you're not vaccinated, you pose a risk to the other kids in the school potentially, who are, in the sense that you may carry the disease and transmit it to somebody. Presumably everybody's vaccinated, so what are you talking about? But anyway, to somebody. So, here's the deal. If there's a contagion or an outbreak at the school, will you, do homeschooling or do schooling with distance learning for the period of time during which there's a contagion, or would you wear a face mask, or would you wear gloves?
Sure, I think those are reasonable
criteria.
That was my understanding.
All these are reasonable,
Jonathan.
All these things, and when you look at a combination of things that immunologists identify as even sufficient for protecting you from contracting Ebola or from contracting other highly contagious and extremely dangerous diseases like the CDC uses. I mean, why can't you give that as an option for kids to use during an outbreak rather than be vaccinated?
But
why
it tells you
have the same situation where you terrorize children and their families and say, look, mm-hmm. the only way you're ever going to be able to go to school is if you do this.
Well, doesn't that tell you there's another agenda? It really isn't about legitimate science, immunology, et cetera. It's about forcing the American people to accept a product that carries no liability with it, which alone, I think, is ripe for a challenge, the whole NVICP.
Well, that's right. And, it's not only, the government admits that vaccination is not 100% effective, that there will be people who are vaccinated who will still contract the disease and who will still be carriers of the disease and will still transmit the disease. So you automatically admit that this is not a foolproof system. And in addition, you admit that vaccines are not 100% effective in preventing a person who is vaccinated from contracting the very disease. There will be people who are vaccinated who will nevertheless still be able to contract the disease. So the point here is that the whole notion that 100% of the population has to be vaccinated in order to have an end to X, Y, or Z disease is deceitful. Furthermore, for example, the measles,
right?
You got almost all the population has either contracted the measles and is therefore has an immunological protection, or has been vaccinated. The ones who have not been vaccinated and who have not contracted the disease are an extreme minority. Then furthermore, if you have an outbreak of the disease, how then are you to assume that that outbreak of a disease in a particular locale is going to result in anybody contracting it who has not been vaccinated? All of this is based on a series of assumptions about causality that when you look at a specific factual scenario,
right,
may not be capable of being proved. And then as we mentioned, if it is capable of being proved that a person is at risk of being a carrier who has not been vaccinated, you can simply have, for the period of the contagion, the person removed from the school.
Well, exactly. It's common sense. Jonathan, I fear there will be no shortage of litigation should these exemption bills pass. We're about out of time, and I know you have to run, but this subject is ripe for more discussion, and I appreciate you so much and your dedication to this sacred fire of liberty. It's just a joy that we get together each week to do this.
Yes, sir. It's wonderful, Robert.
Well, stay safe. We're going to continue the sacred fire after this. Jonathan's rocking the health world as he does through legal, political channels, and more. The principles continue after this break. Stick with us, robertscottbell.com and emord.com. If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we knew him. We knew him when he was wrestling and in diapers. No, we didn't know him that long ago. But our guest now joining us for the Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show is Jack Hunter. He's the editor of Rare Politics, and he's back. He's conservative, he's libertarian, he's independent, and we're talking Rand Paul and the attacks coming from libertarians and conservatives. He can't catch a break, Jack.
Good to be with you, as always, Robert. How are you?
Doing well. It's nice to hear your voice, my friend. And, Jack, you're doing great work over at Rare. And your latest article, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, is actually talking exactly about that. What is, you know, Rand Paul running as a Republican like his dad did? Of course, we know Ron Paul as the, you know, the libertarian, let's say, a principled libertarian, in that he never swayed from anything. His son, of course, has found a way to do politics a little differently, constitutionally conservative. But it's just somewhat frustrating to watch him do his thing and really score some major points on the liberty level, yet be attacked by the liberty people that should be supporting him, at least in theory.
Sure. The title of my piece at Rare that you're referencing is called "What Rand Paul is Doing is More Important Than Trying to Be a Pure Libertarian." And it was a response to my friend, and I'm sure yours as well, Brian Doherty of Reason, who mm-hmm. had a very good piece in the New York Times. I think it was titled "Rand Paul Lukewarm Libertarian." And Doherty's basic point was that at precisely a time in our culture and in our politics where a lot of people, many Americans, especially millennials, if you look at trends and demographics, are attracted to libertarian ideas, that Rand Paul is not a strong enough champion for those libertarian ideas, and he was sort of saying that, you know, Paul being too political or whatever you want to call it, doing things unlike his father, as you just described, is probably not the right idea. Well, I took a completely different tack. I think that what Rand Paul was doing is more important than being a pure libertarian for precisely the same reasons Doherty thought the opposite. I think that we are at a time in our culture and politics where more Americans, millions even, are attracted to libertarian ideas. But if you ask most Americans what they label themselves as, they won't say libertarian. If you ask them issue by issue, policy by policy, you will find that many of them are, in fact, what you and I, Robert, would consider libertarian. They don't like the political labels. They don't like certain aspects of maybe what Rand Paul's father stood for, even though I think that's kind of ridiculous. That's how many people are within the Republican mm-hmm. Party. There's a lot of mistrust there. What Rand Paul is trying to do that's very different from whatever every other pure libertarian, you know, two decades ago and two decades from now, tends to do, is he's saying, look, this is libertarianism. It's mainstream. These libertarian ideas, I don't care if it's about social values or social issues, as they call them, or whether it's about foreign policy, or whether it's about economics, these are mainstream issues. These are kitchen table issues. These are things that relate to you in your everyday normal lives. He's not going out there trying to prove to other libertarians that he's just as libertarian as them. He's trying to show Americans that libertarianism is something that is an answer to their daily problems and what they're worried about and what they want in a leader. I think that's very different than trying to be, you know, the biggest libertarian out there. I always like to say, Robert, there's a big difference between trying to be the biggest libertarian and trying to make the country more libertarian. Oftentimes, those two goals can contradict each other and sometimes are mutually exclusive, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, at Rand's path, it's different than his dad's. And it's like the libertarians that loved Ron and even constitutional conservatives, many people of principle that loved his father and still
right.
do and appreciate him, look at him and go, well, you're just not being, as we said, libertarian enough. But interestingly, on the other side, as he's done a lot of things to perhaps speak to the conservative Republican side a little bit
right.
more, they are also complaining or worrying that he's not, well, obviously, neoconish enough, for instance. So on one level, he's got to try and win a primary, which means you got to talk to the base of the Republican Party. And at the same time, we do see some polling that indicates he'd fare much better, for instance, if Hillary Clinton survives a Democratic primary to be the candidate. So it's just the weirdest path I think a Republican candidate has ever walked with Rand Paul's strain of conservative constitutionalism libertarianism.
Sure. No, I would agree with that. You know, for people within the liberty movement, I've always put it this way, and I've done this for a number of years now, that, you know, when Ron Paul got 1 million people to vote for him in the Republican primaries in 2008, and that number doubled to 2 million in 2012, to me and many others who now support his son and his presidential campaign, that time, the 2008 and 2012 presidential campaigns, were not the beginning and end of a movement. They were the beginning. We were going to have to move on to something else, something bigger. How do we make this grow? Do we just repeat the Ron Paul 2008 campaign for the rest of our lives and stay sort of at that level of power and influence? Some people are very happy with that. I, for one, would like to make a real impact in our politics. I would like to change policy. I'd like to stop the next war. I do like the fact that when someone, for example, like Edward Snowden, reveals to, you know, so many Americans that their phones are being spied on by their government en masse. Imagine if you did not have the Republican leadership like Rand Paul in the U.S. Senate or Justin Amash in the House. Mm-hmm. Two guys who are very libertarian, two guys who also are very political, to sort of, you know, lead the faction against the NSA spying. Because let's face it, and those George W. Bush, Dick Cheney Republicans weren't going to do that. A lot of the Democrats who would side with Obama and maybe Hillary Clinton on NSA spying certainly weren't going to do that. So libertarian Republicans who are trying to make an impact, who are in politics, are making a very big difference in a way that I would argue no libertarians have ever.
Yeah.
I think it's important. It's very important.
We're talking with Jack Hunter. He's editor over at Rare Politics, rare.us, rare.us. And his latest over there is what Rand Paul is doing is more important than trying to be a pure libertarian. Jack, do you find yourself arguing with a lot of folks that were friends of ours during the Ron Paul run for president years that say, I just can't stomach that Rand is not exactly like his dad?
Yeah, and, you know, look, you say argue, and I guess sometimes it turns into arguments. First of all, I think
wrassle with your friends.
Wrassle with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of them I respect, even when we disagree. I always tell people, you don't have to love Rand Paul. In fact, you could dislike Rand Paul. Just don't hurt those of us who are trying to push these ideas in ways you might disagree with. I think that's a pretty fair thing to say. But I will say this, you know, and it goes back to my earlier statement. There's a difference between trying to be the biggest libertarian and trying to make the country more libertarian. For a lot of our friends who identify strongly as libertarian, I call myself a libertarian conservative, I mean, their number one goal is they want to be right. They want to know the truth. And there's nothing wrong with that. All this political stuff wouldn't matter if it didn't have principle to back it up. And how do you do that? Through self-exploration, through exploring philosophy and thinking about what's right and wrong and arriving there and fighting for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to have that. But what do you do with that would be my question. There are plenty of people on my Facebook feed, I don't know about you, Robert Scottsdale, that think they're right. But what are they doing to change anything? You see what I'm saying? There has to be a next step.
Sure. Well, what are they proposing if they're saying Rand's not pure enough? Where are they going to go?
Right. And what does that mean? I mean, the neoconservatives, who I absolutely detest, have a lot of influence in the Republican Party and have for a long time. Do you think they're more concerned about being effective or being right? They all think they're right. You and I think they're absolutely wrong. But they all think they're right. But what do they do best? They try to be effective. Well, why can't libertarians be effective? Why can't we try that? Why can't we do some of the things that other factions on the left and right have always done to try to be effective? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And if you do want to stop the next war, if you do want to stop the NSA from spying on all of us, if you do want to do things like end the federal war on drugs, there's nothing wrong with trying to influence policy and to change that policy. And you know, politics is the way to do that.
Yeah. I want to expand our discussion here into the primary of the Republican Party, talk about another candidate in relation to Rand Paul. That's Ted Cruz. Ted talks a good game in terms of Constitution often, but I'm concerned about his grounding in these principles. Now, I can see the lineage of Rand Paul because he grew up with his dad as a major influence, and when he filibustered for whatever it was, 12-plus hours, he didn't have to read Green Eggs and Ham at night by the time he got tired. Rand was just kind of lit up all the way through, rooted in the principles, referring to these things. Very impressive. And even though Ted talks a good game, how much is he influenced by a wife who's a member of the CFR, for instance, which has some conflicts of interest that maybe not uniquely American?
Well, I don't know about that aspect, and there's a lot of things I like about Ted Cruz. He's certainly a lot better than a lot of the other people running for president. But my major problems with him are twofold. First of all, I think for the conservative movement, the Republican Party, to be worthy of supporting, especially for me, somebody of a libertarian perspective, I would argue from any American perspective, it's going to have to get better. It has to expand. It has to reach out to new people. It has to be more embracing of minorities. It has to think a little bit differently about issues like, you know, gay marriage and all these other things. It has to rethink foreign policy. Ted Cruz, while he's good on a number of issues, he's against NSA spying and believes in a constitutional declaration of war, at the end of the day is mostly doubling down on what conservatives already believe. He's not really challenging them, if you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's necessary to challenge conservative and Republican orthodoxy for it to get better and be worthy of support. The second part of why I have a problem with Cruz from a purely conservative Goldwater, Reagan, limited government, Tea Party, let's cut spending, make the government smaller perspective. If you're not willing to revisit foreign policy and look at how much we spend, and, you know, spending trillions and trillions of dollars on things like the Iraq War. Now, a person like Cruz is not where Rubio is, but he's certainly not where Rand Paul is either, and by his own admission, he'll tell you that. Anybody who's willing to spend that kind of money on such a mindless war all over again, and by the saber rattling on Iran and all these other things, you sort of tend to believe that these people would, you can never have that small government that all of these conservative Republicans talk about. It's not mathematically possible. And it's not possible just because of the trillions of dollars you end up spending. But if we're ever going to attack entitlements, for example, which are the real suck on our debt, what's really hurting us, Democrats are never going to go for any sort of entitlement reform if Republicans refuse to touch Pentagon spending. And Cruz, unfortunately, has one foot far too much in that sort of old Bush-Cheney camp. Like I said, he's better than Rubio and certainly Lindsey Graham and some of these other people. But he still has a foot too much into that to reexamine these questions and to make the Republican Party the limited government party it's always pretended to be. I think Rand Paul's already there and Cruz is not, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of influence and things that transition throughout the campaign season, you know, and if things are jockeying, going movement up, down, left, right, whatever. But I'm fascinated by the process, no doubt. And so many were inspired by Ron Paul to be reignited in, you know, our generation, Jack, that had just kind of become disillusioned with the whole process. And maybe many still are, but we're going to keep following it with you here. Jack Hunter's at Rare, rare.us. Editor of political area there. We're going to talk a little bit more about Rare. What is it all about? Why you want to put that on your bookmarks list? As well as we're going to talk some sports, new sports, maybe a little wrestling, maybe a little old people wrestling. What are they wrestling with? Is it really a sport? And how does it relate to their brains? Stick around. Jack Hunter's with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sacred Fire of Liberty continues.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we're happy that Jack is back. Jack Hunter, editor of Rare Politics. What is Rare.us? For a lot of our listeners, they might not know what Rare is all about because there's so many political, economic, news sites, and you know what sets you guys apart. You're there for one, I know, which is cool.
That's right. It's a big viral site with a little bit of everything for everyone, but from the Rare Politics standpoint, you know, there are libertarian news outlets out there and there are conservative news outlets out there. We're right in the middle. We are a libertarian conservative outlet. I like to tell people about where conservatism is heading. We definitely have a millennial outlook in the way we, you know, publish stories and what we like to discuss and our opinion pages. And I think anybody, probably especially listeners of your show, would enjoy what they find at Rare.us. A lot of pro-liberty stuff on a regular basis there.
Great. Fantastic. Well, we're glad you're with us tonight, and hope that you can come back more frequently like we used to do. Wrestling. You love wrestling. We love wrestling here. What about Grandma and Grandpa? Are they too old to wrestle? Well, evidently, a new study is saying that, well, using your brains is really, since they're muscles, there's a new sport down in Florida for old people that are retired. It's called bridge. And then, no, they're not climbing bridges and jumping bridges. They're playing a game that's with cards, and it's called bridge, and now it's a sport. I just don't see it, but somebody's arguing for it.
Well, are we going to start seeing people pumping their fingers full of steroids? That's what I'm worried about.
Grandma with big old fingers? No, that's scary. It is. Well, it's funny. It turns out that basically these mind games, you know, evidently they're saying it literally is a sport now. I mean, chess, you never looked at chess players as jocks, but I guess everybody now has an opportunity.
Well, you know, I've been arguing that pro wrestling is a real sport for years. Maybe that's my end, right, Robert?
I always, but Grandma and Grandpa not doing that, but But still, this is funny, though. The thing is, if we turn mind games into sports, I mean, are we going to have to put them in, like, special gear that wicks their sweat away from their bodies if this bridge game gets too intense?
It's just silly. I mean, come on. Like, I guess bowling technically a sport too. How much physical effort do you have to exude for it to be a sport? I don't know the answer to that, but I don't think you or me or most people listening would consider bridge a sport in the traditional sense or any conventional sense.
No, but I'm happy if Grandma and Grandpa enjoy bridge. That's fine. That's not the issue. But I don't think it's really a sport unless you can sweat. And then when I was a competitive swimmer, I would work so hard in the pool that literally I would sweat in a pool. People don't understand that that's possible, but it is. That, to me, is a sport. Maybe I'm wrong somewhere, but that's my sense of it.
Well, you're probably right, and that's the way most people, conventionally think of sports, some sort of rigorous physical activity, and bridge does not fall in that category. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they get testy and argue sometimes when a fight breaks out and it becomes a sport, but I don't know that happens too often.
By the way, Jack, we covered a scientific study recently that said if you want to be happy, smell the sweat of a happy person. I'm not kidding you. So if you happen to be wrestling with somebody that's a villain, it might make you more angry and bring you down, maybe make you depressed. And I know this is not approved by the FDA, but perhaps somebody can bottle the sweat of a happy person and sell it in a surreptitious way that they won't get in too much trouble.
Well, if Rand Paul can make Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush sweat in this election, maybe we can bottle that up, sell it to our liberty-loving friends. I think that'd make all of us happy, right?
That's great. I love it. You came up with a whole new product line just out of that, out of the blue. That's really nice. So what else is going on this election season? We've got about a minute left or so before we break here. But as far as things you're observing, where you're going, maybe your next column, what are you working on?
I actually had a lot to say about Freddie Gray and the situation in Baltimore this week in my weekly column at rare.us, which you can find. I sort of criticized the people sharing Freddie Gray's criminal record as if that has anything to do with the fact that he's dead now and we deserve answers. I was kind of angry about that. But, rare.us, if there's anything going on in the news cycle that has to do with what we care about as liberty-loving Americans who like the Constitution and enjoy our freedoms and want to protect them, it's definitely the place where you can find all those stories, everything from police brutality in the police state to, the freedom to put in our bodies what we want to put in our bodies. I think that's something most of us listening to your show can agree on, and we do lots of stories about that.
Nicely done. Jack Hunter, always glad to hear your voice here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for chiming in during the Sacred Fire Liberty Hour.
Good to be with you, Robert, as always.
Always awesome. Hey, next hour, 420 states. Happy states. Healthy states. The war on drugs, those people that love the war on drugs, what are they going to say now? We've got some major news on that. What's good about those 420 states? Coming up after the break on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. The taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.